Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today. We're going to be doing a special program concerning that scenario that happened out there in Las Vegas, and we want to just open up our program today and send a prayer out to all the families who have suffered loss and have been injured by this madman on loose. And I just think it's very appropriate that we have some words of prayer, which we'll do as such. Father God, we come to you in prayer during this time of sorrow, during time of this day of mourning over the loss of over 50-something lives, and hundreds have been injured because this madman on the loose, who sought refuge behind the use of assault weapons and literally massacred hundreds. Father, we pray for the families. So many times when tragic circumstances hit us like this, we wonder why. How can we cope? What can we do? And we ask that you will somehow provide an answer to the whys, the whens, and the hows, and that you will just be with the families in a very special way. And we just thank you that we can come to you during this time, knowing that you care about us all. And even as worse and as bad as it was, we thank you that you are our help and our support, especially in a time of need. And we pray this, we ask this in your name for all the families, all those who were shot and are injured. Help them to have a rapid, speedy recovery. We pray this in your name, and we thank you. Amen and amen. Well, in case you join us in the midst of the prayer, we'd like to welcome you to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin and co-host Miss Bianca Forbes. We're going to be talking today about this madman on loose and what he done there in Las Vegas. It is just almost indescribable. And I don't even really have words to state concerning the madness of this man who just sought refuge behind assault weapons and just slaughtered individuals from all walks of life. And it seems as they're the agents are probing into his background, trying to assort and find out just what's going on, that money wasn't a problem. I don't know, because he had money, but it wasn't the answer to his capacity to do what he did. So that shows each of you who are thinking that if I just get this amount of money, everything will be all right. Money's not the solution to everything. As a matter of fact, it can make things worse, which in his case it did. And they're even trying to sort out some of the different things because it's a known fact that he sent $100,000 to his girlfriend's home country. We don't know what all that was about. But it's just horrific to think about that mass shooting like that. It really is. And we have to continue to be alert, because when you have a madman like that, That's one thing. Because there are literally thousands of madmen that are capable of doing the same thing. The ready availability of weaponry, of mass destruction is just horrific. And I just want to make this very plain. Guns don't kill people. It's people who kill people. That's what it is. Hurting people. And I know if you try to regulate the gun purchases with background checks and everything, that can help curb that. But when you have madmen, and that's the topic of today's program, madmen on the loose, when you have madmen who are out there who are loose with their shenanigans and their illicit, crazy behavior, you can expect things like this here. I mean, you really don't know. It seems that he was a lone wolf, that was not part of a larger conspiracy or anything like that, but how this guy was able to carry this out is just unbelievable. He seemed to have had some relationships with that particular hotel, and he was able to go there and literally set up shop in one of the rooms. And the Vegas gunman, he just planned extensively to do what he did in ways where he even used cameras to monitor the hallways. He knew that he wanted to have a mass carnage, and he executed that almost to a perfection where he carried it out and did that in terms of killing people. He became a killing machine. And how do you work to stop a person like that? How do you control illicit behavior like that? I personally believe a man is nothing but just a right out coward. I say that from the standpoint because after he killed those people and literally wounded and injured hundreds of others, then he shot himself. Well, if he could call himself going to be a terrorist and he's going to be killing people, well, when the heat gets on you, when it comes time for the guns to be pointed at you, why you take the easy way out and kill yourself? Well, I have to say, he put himself out of his own misery because he definitely was hurting. He definitely was sick. He definitely is accused of being a madman, and to have hurt society like that, it is just, it's unpredictable. It's almost almost unforgiving. And the way he took himself out is just nothing but a coward who takes his hurt and his rage and his frustration and his failure to understand the challenges what confronted him, and he hides behind an assault weapon and just goes to town. Just goes to town. Gun after gun. Bullet after bullet. Shot after shot. It's just horrible. Horrible. But, you know, I don't know what to say. America is going through some real troubled times right now. We had back-to-back earthquakes, hurricanes, Harvey, and Irma, where it literally devastated parts of Florida and the Caribbean. Earthquakes. You gotta. And now this here, this massive destruction that has hit our country. You almost have to wonder, as Marvin Gaye sung in the song so brilliantly and wonderfully, what's going on? What's going on? What was going on in that man's mind? And I don't even want to dignify by even naming him, calling his name out. But something is the matter, America. Something's going on in the psyche of America right now that we need to step back, take a look at what's going on, and try to figure some things out. Because it seems like it's not getting any better, but it's getting worse and worse and worse. As the scripture says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. You know something's wrong when a 20-year-old young man goes inside of a church and becomes a participant in the Bible study and literally interjects himself in the class and says to himself several times that maybe he should not go through with what he's planning to do, that these are good people, and maybe he shouldn't do what he's thinking about doing. But you know, this man, this madman on the loose, another one, did what he came there to do, which was to massacre, to kill and to slay church members. That's what he did. I know a lot of you are hurting right now. You're hurting so bad to the extent that you like to take this man and you like to really show some hurt to him for how he has took the lives of somebody's son, somebody's mother, somebody's daughter, father. And he's hurt them to the extent that they'll never be able to embrace this life anymore, because he snatched the breath out of their life as he fired his assault weapons from that hotel room. In the world is it that causes crackpots like that to arise and to do the devilish craziness that goes on, that we see exerted? We need to take a moment and reflect on that. We really do. Miss Bianca, I know you are aware of what happened, and perhaps you got some comments about this here tragic that happened in Las Vegas. How can you even put it in words, the violence that we see emanating around the country?
There's really no way to articulate it, to be honest. It's one of those things that's unimaginable and pretty shocking to see that someone could just kill people and not have any
remorse.
Type of remorse or feeling towards it. And I mean, there weren't just older people out there, there were kids out there, all different types of ages, people who flew in from different places come and enjoy themselves. So it's unfortunate, and I don't even think I've heard a lot of discussion about tightening down on gun laws, but a lot of the guns he had weren't even legal. It doesn't matter. I mean, even so, the government is still trying to pass laws for silencers, which only makes things worse. So, I mean, my heart goes out to those families who lost loved ones and the people who were injured. It's just tragic because you never know what's going to happen. So you just have to try to exude as much love as you can, because nothing's promised. No one's life is promised. And no one can guide or direct or try to, when someone wants to do something evil, they're going to do it. So there's nothing we can do to try to control anyone else.
Let me ask you this question. Do you feel safe?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Do you feel safe?
No, and yes, I feel like people are targeting vacation-y type spots, but at the same time, it's like
place.
I can't, and I don't want to sound unconcerned when I say this, but it's not really here, so I can't really relate. Not that I can't relate. I can relate because I know sorrow, but I can't say I feel unsafe particularly because I haven't confronted it face-to-face. And I feel like a lot of people feel like that, which is why some people just still continue to go on day-to-day.
True. And a couple of months ago, weren't you in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you were. So it has to hit home. It has to. I mean, God forbid, and we know that the loss of any life is unfortunate, but it just had to send shivers knowing that you were in the same city where this tragic took place. Just, I think it was a month ago. And so you never know, when we're going to become a victim of some menace to society. Now, it's been, of course, they're going to do everything. When they get done scrutinizing this here, they'll have some more. They're looking into his finance, because the guy was wealthy. He was, at one time, he had been a letter carrier. And you know what they say about letter carriers. And I'm not trying to pick on letter carriers, because we praise God for you, faithful postal workers who are men and women who help to get our packages and letters to our, where they need to go. But this guy most certainly went postal. And this is not something you eat some popcorn, drink a Pepsi, and up and jump and say, this is what I'm going to do. This here has been a long, thought-out process. I mean, this guy had that room, filled with his weaponry to the extent where people didn't know where to hide. They didn't know where to run. They were just targets. And he just tore into them. It was so bad that loved ones were shielding their significant one's life by placing their body over their body, which was to be riddled by bullets as well. When things like this happen, it's just indescribable. There's no words. And I just want to admonish those of you in the listening audience, and wherever you may be, even in other continents or countries, don't take anything for granted. You never know when this may be your last day. You just don't know. You don't know when somebody has gotten up out the wrong side of the bed and they're mad and they're angry and they want to take their frustration out on somebody, primarily others than themselves, in a hurtful and a harmful way. And it's just horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. It doesn't stop. It goes on and 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 on. We have in our sphere city, we have the astronaut whose wife, Gabby, who was shot during one of the rallies, and he's speaking tonight. Not just because of he was already booked prior to this here happening. It just happened to be a coincidence. But I really believe that there's a message in all of this violence and natural catastrophe that is going on. What is it saying to us? How should we prepare ourselves? How should we react to this here madness that is going on? Of course, we need to remember the victims. We should never forget about them, because they'll be unfolding in the days to come. But when you have a madman on the loose, especially at that height, 30-something floors up, and you're just firing down, you know there's going to be large carnage, which it was, hurting people like that. And the story is told that I'm sure the worst is yet to come. And I want to encourage each of us to try to be more personable, try to be more, I'm not saying we should go around judging people, but I just don't think you get away or get by without some signs or some leakage of something's not quite right. I think we need to be advocates of peace, and we need to be vigilant as much as we can. Because you might just see something that could avert some tragedy. Of course, there's going to always be these lone wolves whose objectives is nothing but to spew out hate and to demonstrate that hatred in the form of acts of violence and just plain cowardice. And when the heat comes toward them, they always take their lives because they know they can't face the music. They can't face the music after they did all of this ugliness. So yes, we need to remember the victims, but we also need to be vigilant. We can't just say we're going to pray about it. We got to really, really do our fair share. And as I said again, and I'll say it again, weapons like these shouldn't even be sold on where the common man could get to them. They should be for military, law enforcement uses only. But this is people's Second Amendment right. But it's people who kill people. That's who does it 90% of the time. So today's program has been a very somber program, a very program that really causes us to be mindful of the times we're living in. We're living in perilous times, and mass shootings. Will this be the last one? I don't think so. To be some deep investigation as to why he sent that $100,000 to his girlfriend's home country, and look into his finance. We need to see, was he connected to a larger group? We don't know. We don't know at all. But it doesn't hurt to do some background work to try to find out, because if we're going to continue to enjoy the benefits of a democracy, a free society, we're going to have to tighten up, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to be more watchful. We really are. We're going to have to be on our P's and Q's. Well, this has been Stan Macklin and Bianca Forbes on today's program, Madman on the Loose, and we see what has happened. Hundreds have been hurt, and others have been slain. And let's remember to pray for each of the families. And let me just say, God bless each of you and your families as you recoup and recover, and may you experience His love, the services to celebrate the precious memories that was just snatched away from you. Remember, it's not the outlook, regardless of how gloom it gets, but it's the uplook that makes the difference. And it will get better. It will get better as you keep your focus, keep your eye on the prize. And we can just hope and pray that the best is yet to come. Thank you for tuning into today's program. Peace.